Hart, the left-footed kicker, approaches the ball. There it is.
It's up high and over end kick. It's taken by Warren at the 7. He's across the 10. Goes far side, 15 by one man, two. Gets to the 20, and that's where they'll bring him down at. First and 10 at the 20-yard line.
And the tackle there by number 6 for us, for the Vikings, number 6, Xavier Jenkins. So the Bulldogs will take over on offense. We'll get their offensive set. They're still on the sideline as the play clock has not been put. There it goes.
And there they come. And they will bring out at quarterback number 3, Menfield. He's in a deep shotgun. They're sending 3 to the far side, 2 to the near side, and put a single receiver in a slot, empty backfield. Drops back, looks, throws across the middle, and the catch is made at the 24 for a 4-yard pitch and catch. On the reception is Devon Williams, number 5.
Picked up about 4, almost, well, 5 yards on the catch.
It'll be 2nd and, well, give him 2nd and 5 again quickly. They'll look downfield, throws out in the flats. Catch made, spins. That is Ja'Cory Cameron, and they are close to the first down, and they do.
Yeah, he just kind of pushed the ball out in front of him, and the Bulldogs are moving quickly, no huddle.
And they're running trips to the far side, single receiver near side. We're in a 4-man front, trying to adjust to it. Man in the shotgun, Menfield in the shotgun, drops back, looks again, over the middle, downfield, catch made. At the 45, about a 14-yard pass from T.J. Steele.
In on the tackle is Tyson Harris.
Bill, that's a 14-yard pass play right across the middle, and so far he at Menfield is 3 for 3. In the backfield with him is Thomas. We're seeing a different set now. Single receiver either side of the field. We go back to a 5-man front. He goes under center. Gives it to Steele over the left side, and he gets by one man, two, and we sling him to the ground. In on the tackle is Brian Bell. Second and 8. They have moved down the field in a hurry, all the way up to the 48-yard line. 10:46 to go, first quarter. No score. It is Rockdale's first possession. Receiver either side of the field. Play action. Menfield looks. Starts to run. We hit him. He goes down behind the line of scrimmage. Back at the 43-yard line. In on the tackle is Clemens.
Kedrick Clemens, number 25, gets the sack.
It'll be third and give it third and 13 as they move it back to their 44-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. Rockdale going from left to right on your radio dial. Now, Twins to the near side. Twins to the far side. Menfield keeps the back in the backfield with him. We're showing blitz off the corner on the far side of the field. Now we drop back in coverage as he audibles. Nope, now we step back up. There we come on a corner blitz. After a little screen play, and they had it set up beautiful. He's got them. He's across the 50, the 45, the 40. Still on his feet. Down the sidelines he goes. And does he make it into the end zone? No. Out of bounds. They're saying he stepped out of bounds somewhere back around the 10 or 15. No, there's a flag on the play.
Yeah, perfectly set up screen. But I was watching that going down the sideline. Marable got smashed into the back right there about the 10-yard line.
Well, Bill, we blitzed the linebacker and then brought a corner up and came on a corner blitz, and they had the perfect play called. It was a screen play.
And they do have a block in the back against the Bulldogs. That'll move them back to the 20-yard line. It will be first down and 10, though, for the Bulldogs.
At the 20, they have quickly moved down the field. 9:41 to go, first quarter, no score. Rockdale's first possession. They bring two receivers near side, single receiver far side. In the I formation. Thomas at the tailback. We're in a 5-man front. They give it to the tailback around the left side, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll lose about half a yard. In on the tackle was Logan Neely.
One of our impact players of tonight's game, number 91, Logan Neely, from that defensive end spot.
2nd and 11, ball on the far side of the field. Again, like I say, Rockdale going from left to right on your radio dial. and
they're going to huddle for the first time. We're going to get down to the sideline and get an equipment parts supply sideline update in just a few moments. As Marty, you've seen this team just move down the field. We'll get your take on that in just a moment.
Now Rockdale sends two receivers near side, single receiver far side in the I formation. Drops back, looks, play action. Oh! And it was a halfback draw. He gave it to Ward, and Ward got tackled immediately upon receiving the ball by Corbion White. Let's go downstairs to Marty.
Bill, where they've had their success, guys, is they come up and they do that fake snap, and then they turn and get the play. And that's why they got the screen. They saw the blitz coming. They called, they got the play, they got the screen. We stayed in the blitz and didn't change our defense, and that set up the big play there to bring them down this in the field. The
Marty,
times they puddled, we've been able to stop them.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. 8:12 to go, first quarter, no score. Trips to the home side. Single receiver far side. Man on the quarterback draw. Tries to get by. Oh! The linebacker comes up, and he had to stop for a second. When he did, he got tackled from behind at the line of scrimmage by Malik Austin.
Malik had him by the back of the shirt and wasn't letting go.
That was now 4th and 16, but a great play by the linebacker Brantley, because Brantley just made him freeze right there, Bill.
So 4th down now. Let's see what they're going to go with here. I would imagine they're probably going to go for it. I haven't seen a lot of what they can do on the kicking game. So I would imagine in this kind of position, they have missed some extra points this year, so I would imagine they're going to go for it here.
Trips to the near side, single receiver far side. Minfield in the shotgun. Running back to his right. Again, pulls it down, looks, throws downfield, got a man open. And is it complete?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's going to be, Bill, from looking here, it's going to be a first down.
It is a first down. They're moving the chains. Fourth down and about 15, and they pick up the first down.
And the Bulldogs have moved into the Pipkins Motors red zone. Quickly down the field. First and goal from the 9. 7:19 to go, first quarter. Two receivers near side. Tied into it's a heavy right. And they give it to the tailback around the right side. He'll get down. He'll pick up about 3 yards, Bill, down to about the 6. Oh, they're going to mark him at the 7, give him 2 yards. Nathan Brantley in on the carry. So that'll make it 2nd and 7 from the 7-yard line. I don't think anybody expected to see Rockdale move the ball like this on our Vikings.
And not to start out the ball game.
Again, two receivers near side. Tied in to the far side of the field. There in the tailback. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. 6:35 to go, first quarter. Bulldogs, 2nd and 7. 2nd and goal from the 7. Had them into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs. I thought their wide receiver moved first.
Well, he just picked his way through that defensive line, and the Bulldogs have drawn first blood here at Martin Stadium tonight. They go up 6-0 as they line up for the extra point. Looks like number 89, their kicker, Andrew Tanner. The holder, number 10, Ronzel Teague.
Tanner, a right-footed kicker. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Bulldogs lead 7-0. We'll be back after the 60-second. End over end kick goes all the way back. We take it at the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25. Get up to the 27. And that's where we're hit at. And I was looking to see that was Alex Brown on the return.
All right, last drive that for the Bulldogs took up 12 plays, went 83 yards, capped off by a 7-yard touchdown run, took 5 minutes 39 seconds off the clock, 5:33 off the clock, and the Bulldogs lead our Lounge Vikings 7-0 with 6:19 left in the first quarter.
And thank you for that page heating there. Commercial drive update. Austin Dixon in at quarterback. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. We bring Hobbs wide receiver to the near side. We put Harrison Mushin. We give it to the fullback over the right side, and he gets almost absolutely nowhere, Bill.
Yeah, number 20, Louis Regal, they get the handoff, tries to go over the right side, and that defensive line for the Bulldogs just stood up and gave him only about 2 yards. That'll bring up second and eight.
Again, Dixon under center. They have stacked it in there. We pitch around on the left side. We've got an opening to the outside across the 40 to 45 into Bulldog territory. And that was Dez Copeland. And he ripped off about 22 right there, I think. We'll get a proper, we'll get it just a second.
Yeah, what a great run by Dez Copeland as he just really came around that left side, made a great run for 23 yards. And a Viking first down brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
They've got 8-9 men in the box. Dixon drops back, looks, goes across the field, makes the catch at number 4, big Tyson Harris. And he got a first down at the 25.
Yeah, Tyson was kind of tripped up, kept his feet, his knees off the ground, and got himself forward to about the 25-yard line where they'll mark it. It'll be first down and 10 for the Vikings, just shy of the 25-yard line. A 21-yard catch for Tyson Harris.
Again, Regal at fullback. Ball on the near hash mark. First and 10 from the 20, from the 26. We put Harris in motion. On the counter to Copeland. Gets hit immediately in the backfield. No place to go. Holds on to the ball. And we'll lose yardage about 2-3 yards back to the 29.
Yeah, the Bulldogs had that one sniffed out. They were back there in the backfield waiting on the handoff. And there was no place for Dez Copeland to go. That'll bring up second down. They lost about 3 yards on the carry.
4:57 to go here, third quarter. First quarter, and the Bulldogs lead our Vikings 7-0. Ball on the air hash mark. Second and 13. We need to get down to about the 16. Dixon slides under center. Copeland in motion. Looking behind that line, gets hit, tries to get away from one man, and fights his way down back to the original line of scrimmage, Bill, where it's going to be third and about 10. Copeland's hat came off, so he has to come out.
Yeah, he's going to come off, and we'll see who he comes in. Tyson Harris is in there still at one of the wingbacks. He'll check out now as Alex Brown, number 21, takes that spot in the backfield.
We're sending trips to the far side. We're keeping Alex Brown in the backfield. Dixon goes with a shotgun. They change up. They go to almost a four-man front. Dixon rolls right, looking, throws out to number 9, Neighbors. Neighbors has the catch. He's across the 20 to 15. He has the first down, down to the 12-yard line. Look at big Gabe Neighbors, Bill.
Big number 9, Gabe Neighbors, another traditions flooring impact player for our Lounge High Vikings.
Don't get pretty good at man. You picked him.
I got
him on the back. He picked Gabe Neighbors as an impact player. First and 10 at the 12. Inside 4 minutes to go here. That was a 14-yard pass play. And we've got timeout. The Bulldogs will take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after that. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium. 3:55 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings trail 7-0. It's our first possession. We've got first and 10 at the 13. Two receivers to the near side. Single receiver far side. Dixon in the shotgun. Alex Brown at the wing back spot, at the tailback spot. Neighbors at the blocking back. Bring a man in motion. And again, we give it to Brown around the right side. But this side turned outside. Here comes the flag. I think we're going to have a hold somewhere about the 10.
Well, I tell you, that's too bad because a great run by Alex Brown. He kicked it to the outside, just squeezed through two or three tacklers. And you're exactly right. The first indication is hold against our Vikings, and that'll bring that thing back. So that go ahead.
He busted right into that hole, and like I said, nothing there, and he came back outside trying to make something out of it. So now it's going to be first and 20 from back at the 20. Well, not that far. It's about first and 17.
Yeah, we can get a first down at about the 2-yard line.
Ball on the far hash mark. Dixon again in the shotgun. We give it the end around. That's number 5.
Six.
Now one man chooses that number 6. That's Jenkins on the end around.
Xavier Jenkins down to the 15, and he's down on the turf, too. We're going to have a official timeout as they go to check on him. Let's see. Xavier Patterson has had a couple times on that jet sweep. This time he held on to the ball. He's fumbled a few times, but he held on this time. But I think he just took a shot right there as the tackle on the 15. Let's go down to Marty and get his take on that. Let's see. Go ahead, Marty.
Bill, you're absolutely right. It looked like he took a shot on his right shoulder. course, he cut up, and when he cut up, the linebacker just came and got a good hit there on his right shoulder. I saw him grab right before he got on his knee, so I think that's what it is.
All righty, Marty, thank you for that equipment part supply update, and please keep us updated when they bring him off the field. He's still down on the field on his back.
Yeah, they've rolled him over. Now, they've rolled him over there. I think he's probably, they'll probably be getting him up soon. You see, they're stretching him a little bit. Yeah, here he comes. He's going to be up off to the sidelines on his own.
Oh, he was walking back to the huddle.
Yeah. Guys don't want to give up that spot on the field, but he'll come off to the sideline here. All right. It's second and about 13 for our Vikings.
At the 15, two receivers far side, single receiver near side. In the pistol. 3:23 to go, first quarter. There's a snap. Fake play action. Rolls right. Look again, looking downfield. Catch, pitch and catch made. And just or somewhere around the 10, Bill, I didn't get the number.
It was number 9, Neighbors, who made the catch. But he got tackled, you're right, at about the 11, which is going to bring up third down and a long 9 yards.
As we run toward the three-minute mark, this has been a quick first quarter and nothing at all like we expected it.
Yeah, the Bulldogs took their opening drive and just worked it down the field, put 7 on the board. Our Vikings have battled back now, but in a 3rd and 9.
Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Play action. Quickly lifts those towards the end zone and drops it in the end zone. Pass was intended for number 26, DeMarcus Jackson.
In his hands too, Wes.
And so we'll trot out a field goal unit.
Yeah, DeMarcus, I know he's probably just beating his stuff up by the head, just going, I had that thing. Number 87, Nick Hart in to attempt the field goal. They'll mark it down at about the 17-yard line.
Belcher to hold, and Anderson is the long snapper. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. And Vikings trails 7-3. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Hart's end over end kick goes back into the end zone for a touchback. Warren takes it and steps into the end zone. Let's go to Bill Osborne.
All right. That last drive took 10 plays, went 61 yards. Capped off by a 27-yard field goal by Nick Hart. Took 3 minutes and 51 seconds off the clock. Now with 2:36 left in the first quarter, Vikings trail 7-3 to the Rockdale County Bulldogs.
Rockdale will be first and second for that page. Getting an air commercial. Page getting their drive up.
A little bit of a sprinkle out there. All right, you ready? Let's go. We got a flag already. Illegal substitution against the Bulldogs. That'll mark them back 5. So they'll start now at the 15-yard line.
Minfield in the shotgun, trips to the far side. Empty backfield as he's got twins to the near side. Quickly looks, those out in the flats, and catch made up at the 19. That'll be a 4-yard pitch and catch to number 15, Bill, Matt Mathis.
And again, they go in a hurry up. The one difference I've seen in this team is these guys don't drop the ball. They make good catches.
Minfield. Again, 5 receivers, empty backfield. We're in a 5-man front. Throws across the... Oh! A ball bounced around, kick, and the Bulldogs come down with it. We had a chance for an interception, but off our shoulder pad, up in the air, and number 15 for the Bulldogs, Matt Mathis, was in the perfect position. Caught the ball out at the 39, Bill.
Yeah, it really was. It was bouncing up in the air. 15 was there, watched it come into his hands, and he makes a big gain for the Bulldogs.
Again, that 5-man, again, that 5 receivers. 3 to the far side, 2 to the near side. Minfield in the shotgun by himself. We show blitz. There we come. They throw out in the flat little screen. They make the catch, and they're hitting us for 4 or 5 yards at a time, Bill. Now they're across the 40 up to about the 41, 42.
That time with Devon Williams, he makes himself small. He gets down low, and he just goes underneath the defense, and that's how he's picking up those 4 and 5 yards.
The second and 5. Ball on the far hash mark. Rockdale going from left to right on your radio dial. We go to a four-man front. They throw across the middle. This time, it's incomplete. Stop the clock with a minute 23 to go here in the first quarter. The Bulldogs leading 7-3.
And that was going to be enough for a first down. That's the first dropped pass that the Bulldogs have had tonight. These guys just have glue on their hand. They are making some great catches. A couple of catches earlier was a one-handed down low catch. So we'll take a missed catch now.
Third and five. Trips to the far side. Two receivers near side. Again, look. Quarterback draw. Throws across the middle. And what a great, great play. Built by number four,
Tyson
Harris. On number five, Devon Williams. Just as Devon went up in the air to make a catch. Harris hit him. Williams wanted pass interference, but Harris hit him and knocked the ball away.
It was very close. You saw the quarterback stop very quickly. He was very close to the line of scrimmage. I was trying to watch to make sure he had not stepped over the line of scrimmage, but he did not. Great thing, and now it's going to be a punt for the Bulldogs. Back deep is Tyson Harris to receive for the Vikings.
And there's a flag, illegal procedure against the Bulldogs.
Got a little bit of a blowing light mist now coming in.
Bill, I know you're under shelter. I got to give you, I hate to correct you, but it's getting a little heavier down here, guys. You see a lot of the fans put on ponchos. It's definitely starting to get wet.
All right.
All right, here we go. Ball's on the ground. We go after it. It gets away, and how we don't get roughing the kicker, I don't know. Tyson slips and falls. The ball gets by him. It'll go out of bounds at our 34-yard line.
Yeah, the ball, you're right. Looks like we were all around it on the punt. Nobody touched it. And, of course, nobody hit the punter as well. Fortunately, Tyson Harris was thinking about trying to go after it. He backed away and did not touch it, so it will be Vikings ball. We'll get it first down and 10 at about the 34-yard line.
And we'll bring Austin Dixon. First game of the year, the first time this year we've had a quarterback on successive plays in a ball game that had just started.
Yep.
Dixon, under center. One, two, three, four, five, six, eight guys up on the line of scrimmage for Rockdale. Pitch out. Copeland around the left side. Looks to the corner. Turns. Across the 40, the 45, the 50. And they'll knock him out of bounds. That's the 48-yard line of the Bulldogs.
Another good run now for our Vikings as they'll pick up a first down.
First and 10 at the 48-yard line.
First down, Vikings.
That was an 18-yard run by Dez Copeland. 37 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Again, eight guys up on the line of scrimmage. Dixon stops back, looks, throws across the middle. And that again is big number Gabe, number nine, Gabe Neighbors. Reception made down at the 26-yard line. They want to stack it. Coach says, we're going to throw it over you.
Another big Napa first down for our Lowndes High Vikings.
First and 10 from the 26. That was a 22-yard pass play. Ball on the near hash mark. We put Harris in motion toward the visitors. Now he stops, turns around. They look to the sidelines. Plenty of time on the play clock. There's an audible. Bring Copeland back in the backfield with Regal. Fake it. Give it to Harris on the counter. By one man, two. Tyson still on his feet. They'll swing him forward across the 20 down to the 18. We're heading toward the end of the first quarter. The clock's still running. We'll go to the second quarter with the Vikings trailing 7-3. We'll be back after this 60-second break.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box as the Vikings are charging as we go into the second quarter. They trail the Bulldogs 7-3, and the rain is starting to get a little bit heavier. We're trying to cover up equipment here as we're just doing our best job here.
Dixon slides under center, puts Copeland in motion toward the visitor side of the field. Pitch out. He has the first down across the 20, the 15, the 10. Heads towards the corner of the end zone. No, they say he's out at the one-yard line. We go to our go-to man.
So first down and goal now at about the one-yard line.
11:51 to go here in the first half. Vikings trail 7-3. for Gall in at fullback. We're in that straight Eagle tee. We give it to Gall over the left side. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Louis Regal. And the Vikings take the lead here with 11:46 here left in the second quarter. All right, let's hold on here. We got a big rain coming now. As the Vikings line up for the extra point.
Anderson, the long snapper, Belcher to hold. High snap, ball's down, kicks up. It's good. With 11:46 to go in the half, it's the Vikings 10, Bulldogs 7. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. Warren and Dawkins back deep to receive. High, high kick. Dawkins will take it at the 2. Drops the ball. Picks it up at the 5. He's at the 10. Gets hit, and he'll go down about
the 11. He's not down.
No.
Now he's down at the 5.
I thought they'd give him forward progress up to about the 13, but they're not.
All right, that last drive for the Vikings took 2 minutes, 50 seconds, 5 plays, 66 yards, capped off by a 1-yard touchdown run by Louis Regal. And with 11:33 left in the second quarter, it's Vikings 10, Bulldogs 7. That is your Page Heating and Air drive recap.
Bill, I actually thought they would give him progress up to about the 12, maybe 13, but they said no, and they put the ball back at the 6-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 6 on the far hash mark. Going from right to left on your radio dial.
All right, we're getting, they're asking the band to stop. Marty, have you run for cover yet?
And they're stopping them, and they're coming over.
No, Bill, I'm down here getting wet, and they're about to stop our band, which normally gets our crowd into it, and most of our crowd's heading to shelter.
Yeah, I know. This rain, I was just saying it looked like a light drizzle, and you were saying, no, it's coming down, and now I can see it. It is really coming down pretty hard right now.
It really is, Bill. I mean, it is definitely sheets of rain at the moment, but our defense, before they took the field just then, met our offense about at the numbers, congratulating them as they came off the field. They're really fired up, and they're excited to get back out there and get playing.
Thanks, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
Under center. Give it to the tailback. Looking for a hole on the outside. He's across the 5, up to the 10, out to the 11-yard line. So give him about 5 yards. That's Williams on the carry. As he picked up 5 yards, it'll be 2nd and 5 from the 11-yard line. 11:14 to go here in the half. Vikings have taken the lead, 10-7. In the I formation. They give it again to the tailback around the right side. And he'll get across the line of scrimmage. That's number 6, Williams, the ball carrier.
They're going to run him close to the 15-yard line, so it's going to be 3rd and short for the Bulldogs.
About 2 from there.
3rd and 2 now for the Rockdale County Bulldogs as this rain is getting heavier now.
In the I formation. We're in a 5-man front. Again, they give it to Warren around the right side. Gets hit in the backfield, and he will not get the first down. 10:49 to go in the half. And Rockdale will have to punt for the first time tonight. And Bill, they're punting into the wind. They are kicking into the wind.
I would not be surprised to see us come after this one, guys, with this weather.
And he's been kind of lax the last few times.
Wind has kind of settled down. Just now it's picked back up. Standing on his 1. High snap. He gets it away. Get out of the way. It hits at the 30, the 35. It'll roll dead at the 41-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over 1st and 10 at the 41-yard line of the Bulldogs. And we've had to unplug equipment, and because this rain just came up on us.
Yeah, we're pretty good at this point. We've disconnected a couple of things, but we're in good shape. Stay with us right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. If you're listening at home in the warmth and dryness of your home, because it is a mess right here at Martin Stadium right now. Viking offense is taking to the field.
Dixon and the shotgun. Goes under center. Puts Copeland in motion. Ball's on the ground. He loses the handle.
Yeah, in a wet ball like this, wet situation, you've got to have a little more concentration. You've got to really stay in there longer. A quarterback and a center right now, this is the most critical thing in a rainstorm like this.
Lose the yards. It'll be second and 11 back at the 42. Brian Bell in at fullback. Kamen. Boogie Kamen at one wing back. Copeland in motion toward the visitors. And there's a whistle. And what do we have?
Let's see.
Dead ball.
Offside defense.
Encroachment on the defense. So instead of second and 11, it'll be second and 6 as they mark off that 5-yard penalty. I say ball on the far side on that far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial.
That'll give us that little extra 5 yards.
Bell in at fullback. We saw what he did against Plant on that last drive.
You need the mutters out there now.
Boogie Kamen at the far wing back. He's in motion toward us. He drops back, looks. Dixon looking downfield. Got Copeland open and just overthrows Dez Copeland in the end zone.
I mean, it was by a half a step that the overthrow was. As he was wide open. He had him beat, but the throw just a little bit long, and that'll bring up a 3rd-and-6 situation for the Vikings now.
Stops the clock with 9:07 to go here at Martin Stadium. 3rd-and-7. Dixon, bar top signals. They've got 8 guys stacked up on the line of scrimmage. Copeland in motion. Pitch it out to Copeland around the left side. He's got the corner. There's a flag, and we're going to have a hold.
Yeah, right there on the corner. He was going to be very close to the first down. It's going to be a matter of where you mark it and whether they take that penalty or not. They're going to mark him short, Wes.
Well, I take the penalty because it's going to give us 4th-and-1, and you know Coach will go for it from there.
It is just short by about a yard. And let's see what the call is going to be from the referee holding against the Vikings.
They mark it from where it's at, so it'll go back and be 3rd-and-12.
They are going to mark it off.
It'll be 3rd-and-12 from the 43.
Vikings lead 10-7 with 9 minutes left here in the first half. The Bulldogs came out and shocked us in the very first drive of this ballgame.
Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Copeland in the backfield with Dixon. They've got 6. Copeland rolls right. Throws out. Catch made by 32. Bell. He drops the ball and goes out of bounds. He fumbles the ball but then goes out of bounds at the 35. Bill, that should give us 4th-and-4.
Yeah, 4th-and-4. It's a little long for a field goal. Not that I don't think we couldn't get it distance-wise. We still, I don't think, have the snaps down well enough. And once you get wet weather like this, it makes the snapping job even harder. So I think you go for it here. And then if you don't make it, you put your defense back out there and try to stop this potent Bulldog offense.
You got Tyson Harrison at wing back now on the far side. Dez Copeland near side. Brian Bell at fullback. Again, they've got 9 guys up on the line of scrimmage. Pitch out to Copeland. He picks the ball up, drops it. Turns. He'll run out of bounds, and we'll lose about 6 or 7 yards. The ball will go over to the Rockdale County Bulldogs at their 42-yard line. They have done a great, of course, it helped that we fumbled the ball, but they've done a great job defensively.
Yeah, they really have. And on that little bit of wet ball, you still see the sheet of rain coming down. It's not blowing as much as it was a little while ago, but it is coming down pretty heavy. And on that toss pitch, not able to keep the handle. And I think Dez probably did the best thing he could, and that was you saw him not try to work it upfield, but just get to the sideline so that if he dropped it again, it was not going to be, you know, into their arms.
Minifield and the shotgun. Yeah. Twins left, twins right. Rain is starting to diminish some. Play action. He gives it to number five, Devon Williams. And Williams gets hit about 4 yards deep in the backfield.
And that's Kedrick Clemens who makes the tackle there in the backfield. So a loss on the play.
Be second and 14.
Kedrick Clemens, also one of our traditions flooring impact players.
8:24 to go and a half. Vikings leading 10-7. We trailed 7-0. Minifield in the shotgun. Ball on the far hash mark. Rockdale going from right to left on your radio dial.
There's a whistle.
And what do we have? Up, encroachment on the defense. So instead of second and 14, we'll be second and 9. We lined up in the neutral zone.
Yeah, and I believe that's what the Bulldogs did earlier. And a lot of times what you find is you've got a line judge who really, that's kind of his thing. He sees it. And you got to start looking for the sideline. Get that side judge and say, hey, am I on sides? And that'll start getting fixing that problem.
Again, twins near side, twins far side. Minifield goes under center, looks at our five-man front, backs out now, looks to the sidelines. Audible. Stays in the shotgun. Takes a snap, drops straight back, starts to run. We got a hand on him and two. And the 5 yards they got on the penalty, they're going to lose on the sack.
Yeah, number 50 in on the tackle for the Vikings. That was Malik Austin. Get my waterproof one out here.
Bill and I learned years ago to waterproof these things.
That's exactly right. So that'll be third and behind the sticks, the third and about 13 for the Bulldogs.
They've got to get just inside Viking territory to get a first down. 7:17 to go here in the first half.
Vikings still lead 10-7.
Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. We're in a four-man front. Now five. Minifield in the shotgun. Drops back. Looks. Throws across the middle.
Tipped.
It was tipped. Looked like number 10, Netland Brantley, tipped the ball. It was intended for Matt Mathis. That'll stop the clock with 7:01 to go. The fourth and 13, and the Bulldogs will punt as we send Tyson Harris back. And, Bill, the rain is starting to slack up a little bit.
It is, but now when you look at it, you can see it behind the lights. There's still a pretty steady sheet there. And I think if we ask Marty down there on the sidelines, he'll say it's still raining.
Bulldogs to punt from high snap. We go after it again. Gets it away. Hit at the R 45. And takes a Viking bounce from the 40 back to the 42, and that's where we'll take over. First and 10, our only 42-yard line. 6:49 to go in the half. Vikings leading 10-7.
Wes, actually, when they spot it, they're going to spot it at the 43, so we'll take that extra little yard.
Sure will. Be our third. Bill, surprisingly, this will be our only third possession of the ball game.
Yeah, and it really, 6:49 left in the half. The first quarter just kind of flew by. The second has taken a little more time. The Vikings have been more methodical. We've worked our way down the field. We had a 27-yard field goal. Then we got it down all the way down the field, a one-yard dive for a touchdown, and that's the score as we lead 10-7.
Dixon slides under center in the Eagle offense. Copeland in motion toward the visitors. Gives it to Regal over the left side. The fullback still on his feet, tries to cut back, and they wrap him up as it gets across the 45 up to about the 46-yard line.
Yeah, it was Ryan Ross, number 50, in on the tackle for the Bulldogs. And I tell you, Regal was just a step away from breaking that.
It's second and 7 now. The ball on the far hash mark at our own 46-yard line. Again, Eagle offense waiting on the snap. We got a man in motion, and we give it to Boogie Kamen around the left side. Kamen is still on his feet, has the first down as it gets into Bulldog territory down to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, number 41, James, and you'll hear him call it Boogie. That's his nickname, but he's been with that nickname since he was just a little boy.
So about 2 years old.
So a first down, a Napa first down for the Lowndes High Vikings. 6:06, the clock running here in the second quarter. We lead 10-7.
Dixon will slide under center. Looks at a seven-man front. Three linebackers up tight. Dean Kamen in motion. Give it to... Oh, Copeland on the... Dez Copeland on the
counter, and he drops the ball.
There's a bit of a tussle underneath there. I think it is a second down for the Vikings as Copeland got back on there quickly. And I tell you, with this wet ball, the weather, normally sure-handed Des Copeland has put the ball on the turf a few times.
So it'll be second and 10. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Vergal at the fullback. Again, they've got 9-10 guys within 6 yards of that ball. Give it to Vergal. Look at the hole the big fullback has. And he busts down to the 40-yard line. They throw him back to the 44, but it won't matter. His forward progress took him down to the 40. Bill, where it should be about third and a long three, short four from there.
Yeah, and I tell you, that I'm not sure about that, but they're going to mark it back. And they will put him on the 41-yard line.
Mm.
I thought, like you, I thought the body had made it to the 40, and I saw the side judge from the far side come in on the 40 and then step back.
Dixon calls the play at the line of scrimmage. Again, they've got 10 now. They've got 10 guys almost up on the line of scrimmage. Goes right, looking, throws out in the flat, pass incomplete. It was intended for number 26. That was DeMarcus Jackson. And that'll stop the clock at 4:27 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 10-7. And Bill, that'll be fourth and a long five, short six.
Yeah, and they're going to send Belzer out to punt.
I don't blame you. Rain, we can't hardly see it in the lights anymore.
It's still there. You look through your binoculars, you can see it.
They're sending T.J. Steele back deep for the Bulldogs. Belcher the punt, and he's standing on about our own 45. High, high snap. Belcher pulls it down. Nice high, high kick. It hits, and it hits at the 21, takes a Bulldog bounce.
He hits about the 16 and then bounces up. Still inside the 20. As I tell you, nobody was coming after that, and that was a good thing. That snap was high, and we continue to struggle a little bit with the snaps in these special team situations. I thought Belcher did a great job, got up high, got the kickoff. It just made a wedge shot on him and came back when it hit the 16.
Minifield brings the Bulldogs out. Four receivers on the far side, single receiver near side, empty backfield. 4:19 to go in the half. We're in a four-man front. Quickly looks to pass, starts to run. We get a hand on him. He starts to come down. He got back to the line of scrimmage and then some.
Yeah, Corbion White, number 30, our nose tackle, gets in there and just grabs a hold of the ankle, pulls him down before he can pick up any more yards, but he does pick up about four. Correction, about four, so second and six.
From the 22-yard line. Again, empty backfield. Drops back. Looks. They're wanting to throw the ball way downfield. And high, high pass intended. It was incomplete, but it was intended for number 11, Bryce Pennell, and in on coverage, Bill.
Number 7, Jalen Marable.
And they collided just about the same time the ball got there.
Yeah, and actually, Jalen had the inside track on it. Had the actual receiver not been there, Jalen took a good chance of making the interception.
3:40 stops the clock, but 3:43 to go. Be third and 7. The ball at the 22-yard line. In the backfield is number 5, Williams, for the Bulldogs. There we come quickly. He gets away from one man. Throws out in the flats. Incomplete. He threw toward the post.
I'm still looking for a receiver out on that side because he threw it to the sideline. No call for any kind of grounding, though.
So that'll be fourth down. And they'll trot their punter back on the field as we send Tyson Harris back deep to receive.
And we've been playing this punter. He doesn't get great snaps, not great kicks, and we're putting 10 men on the line.
Andrew Tanner's a kicker, and we've got a timeout. Do we? Yes, we do. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box. It'll be fourth and six. As the Bulldogs will have to punt. T.
Tanner standing just inside the 10-yard line. We've got Alex Brown back deep also. We've got 9 men up on the line.
This time we're not going after it, I don't think.
Ball's low. Kick. That hits. Alex takes it at our own 48. He's up to the 50. Across the 45, the 40, still under the face. Alex Brown cuts back and flips down at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, tackled there for the Bulldogs, number one, Tajon Warren. And that's otherwise, I think Alex Brown was fixing to house it. 3:21 left in the first half. Vikings leading 10-7. It's our ball, first down and 10 at the 36-yard line. And it does look like, for the most part, the rain has stopped. But then if you look through there, you do see a drizzle still coming. A 32-yard return on the punt by Alex Brown.
Bill, we've got a 3:21 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 10-7. And Brantley comes in at fullback. Regal comes out. Dez Copeland at one wing back. Tyson Harris at the other. Ball on the far hash mark. Sitting at the 36. Heading left to right on your radio dial is our Vikings. Put Copeland in motion toward the Visters, and he takes the ball around the left side. Gets hit from behind as he crosses the line of scrimmage across the 35 down to about the 33-yard line where it should be second and 7 from there.
Yeah, the Bulldogs, very stout defensively, are really hemming this up once we get around the corner. Now, that time we ran to the short side of the field with Dez Copeland. Dez likes that wide side of the field. He's got so much speed and vision that if he can get around the outside on the wide side of the field, he's got a lot of open green grass in front of him.
But so far, coach is running mostly toward the short side.
Sure.
Alex Brown checking in now for Copeland. Brown at the wing back on the near side, on the home side of the field. Dixon slides under center. Looks at that 9-man front. Brown in motion around the left side, looking behind the line of scrimmage.
Brown.
He has the first down. Alex Brown has the first down.
Still going.
The 30, across the 25, and he'll get all the way down, Bill, I'll say, to the 23-yard line. Alex Brown just refused to go down.
And a lot of pushing and shoving right there at the end. Marty, what'd you see?
Guys, there was a little bit of extracurricular there, but nothing major. Good run there by Alex Brown, but Alex was in the game because Desmond came off the play before. He got a little shook up, not sure what was wrong. But he came off the field. He's back up there ready to go in. Looks like he's going to be okay.
And it is a first down for our Vikings. And, Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply update. It is another Napa first down as we have slipped into the Pipkins Motors red zone.
2:44 left in the half here. Vikings driving.
Dixon on that far hash mark. Slides under center. Bulldog shift at the line of scrimmage. Again, they give it to Regal. The big fullback just busts right up the middle in the gut and takes it from the 24 down to the 20. He just lowered his head and said, I'm not going anywhere.
That was Brantley that time. Brantley had checked in at fullback, number 10. 10 and 20. You saw the zero. I'll go with it. That'll bring up second down in about 6.
Harris to the far side. Again, they stack that line of scrimmage. Dixon, heavy left. Brown in motion. Gives it to Brown around the left side by one man, two. Cuts up field. Stops. Oh, as he starts to cut, he slips and falls, but he's got a first down somewhere around the 10 or 11-yard line.
Yeah, Alex Brown just kind of made that quick stop, and instead of those cleats sticking into the turf, they just let go underneath him, and he fell backwards, but not before he got the first down. So another first down for the Vikings. We can still get another first down at about the 2.
Ball again on the far hash mark. Bill, we're at a minute. We're under 2 minutes to go here in the half. Vikings leading 10-7. Dixon, two tight ends. Brown in motion toward the Visters. Gives it to Brantley. The fullback gets hit at the 10. He'll pick up about 2 yards. It'll be second and 8 from the 10 as we approach the 1:35 mark here in the half. We have spent almost the second quarter, seems like, on the far side of the field.
We still have all 3 timeouts, Wes.
Brown again in motion toward the Visters. Give it to Brown that side. Cuts back looking for a hole. Squirts between a couple of guys. Gets down around the 5. So instead of now we're going to have third and about three, and
we do have a timeout. Timeout Vikings.
Take a 30-second break. We'll be back. Commercial Bank and Kennedy Press Box. 1:01 to go in the half. Vikings leading 10-7. It will be third, and they say four because this ball's just at the 6-yard line. We've got to get at least to the two for a first down. Harris in at wing back. Brian Bell at fullback. And Bill, if I'm not mistaken, that's Gabe Neighbors as a blocking back.
Yeah, he's going to be there at that tight end spot.
Oh, they put him at tight end. And Dez Copeland at the wing back. Dixon looks at a 10-man front, slides under center, puts Copeland in motion, and looks to throw to the end zone. Touchdown Vikings!
I see you, Gabe Neighbors. What a great fake by Austin Dixon. Austin Dixon put that ball on his hip. He rolled out. Everybody was looking for a ball carrier, and he hits Gabe Neighbors on a flying leap right out there in the corner of the end zone, and the Vikings go up, get another six on the board.
They had run Dixon. They had run Brown. They had run Copeland left, left, left. This time they sit Copeland left, and Dixon rolled right. Gabe Neighbors rolled out, stretched out in the end zone. Anderson to snap. Ball's down. Kick is blocked. And no good. With 53.8 seconds to go in the half, Vikings 16, Bulldogs 7. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Back in our commercial banking press box, Nick Hart's kick short. No, I thought it was short. It just sailed and sailed into the end zone to be a touchback.
Bill? All right, our Page Heating and Air Drive recap. It was seven plays, went 36 yards, capped off by a 6-yard pass from Austin Dixon to Gabe Neighbors, and the extra point on the snap was missed, so the Vikings lead 16-7 with 53 seconds left here in the first half.
After trailing 7-0. It'll be Bulldog football, and they've got plenty of time.
Yeah, be sure and stay right here with us. We'll have Traditions Flooring halftime coach's interview with Coach Randy McPherson. Marty will get that as he goes into the locker room. And I want to remind everybody about the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show every Tuesday night live from the mill, brought to you by Deloach Body Works. Be sure and get out there from 7 to 8 every Tuesday.
Minneville gives it to the tailback.
Corbion White makes the tackle in the backfield for a loss.
And we stop him right there. 44 seconds, clock running.
Bulldogs out of timeout, so they'll just have to let the clock run here. Be content probably to go into the halftime 16-7.
Now Vikings will get the ball to start the second half. Two receivers far side, two near side. Minifield looks to the sidelines.
He's got a snap. The play clock's down to 13. The game clock is at 16, so he's got a snap at one time.
Yep, because if they take a delay again, they won't restart the clock. Yep, now they are.
Yeah, they had no timeout, so they'll take the delay of game, march them back five. And again, now the clock will not start, right?
Well, now.
After the penalty?
There was some discussion. I've got to go back and check different rules. Because college, you've got.
We'll watch the official. He does not wind the clock, so they have to snap it here with 2.8 seconds left. They do. They take a knee, and that'll be it.
That'll be it. Let's go, and we'll go downstairs to Marty Rogers and Coach McPherson.
Coach, that was a tough first half, but that touchdown there had to be pretty big.
Yeah, it was. It sure was. Tell you what, they're playing hard. We gave them that one on that first drive, and we just got to keep playing.
Coach, you mentioned that one on the first drive. They went down the field and scored, but since then, your defense has really sat down and played well.
Yeah, they have. They beat us on a middle screen on the blitz, got them down there in position. Hey, they got some players.
They do, Coach. What do you tell your team at halftime?
Well, you know, we just got to continue to keep playing, and, you know, if they don't score, we win the game.
That's right, Coach. Thank you.
There you go. Thanks, Marty and Coach McPherson for that Traditions Flooring coach's interview. We're going to take about a 10-minute break while we try and clean up and dry up here at Martin Stadium. The rain, for the most part, has stopped. As I look through the binoculars, I don't see any drizzling rain. I know Marty's down there. He's ready to get out of it. We're going to try and dry up, and bring you the second half here in just a moment. Vikings lead 16-7. We'll be back after this 10-minute break.
Back here at Martin Stadium, the Vikings lead at 16-7. We're at halftime. With me, the vice chairman of the Board of Education, Brian Browning. And this has gotten, because of what's happened, we've got to make it an abbreviated, a real short one. So what I want to do is invite you back next week.
Well, thank you, Wes. Thanks for having me here tonight.
But so just real quickly, we'll just find out a little bit about Brian. How long have you been on the Board of Education?
Wes, in January, I'll start my second term. I've served 4 years.
4 years, and so you'll start another four-year term?
I'll start another four-year term in January, yes.
And what prompted you to want to become a Board of Education member?
Well, Wes, I'll tell you now, it wasn't that the current seated board member from this district was doing anything that I didn't approve of. He was doing a great job. In fact, Bill Herring, I have all respect in the world for him. It was just that I felt like it was my time. I have a wife who's a almost 20-year veteran in the school system, first as a teacher and now as a technology specialist. And I have a daughter who's currently in the sixth grade at Hay High Middle. She was a second grader at Westside when I decided to run. I guess you could say I'm pot committed.
I would say so, too. We talked, of course, we've talked the last couple of weeks. We talked last week with my mind just went to Mr. Weddington. Mm-hmm. And of course, he's outgoing. His term will be up in January. And what happens then?
Well, it's going to be awfully hard to replace Fred Weatherington, I tell you. I've served with the guy 4 years. He's very passionate about Lowndes County Schools. He's, Eric Johnson's coming in that district seat. I'm looking forward to working with Eric. Eric's going to be a good board member. He's got some background in finance that he can really step right in and help us out a lot. What happens next? We have board elections. We have I'm currently the vice chairman. If things go the way they have in the past, I will become the chairman and we'll elect a new vice chairman. And then when I roll off as chairman, that vice chairman will come up and we'll elect another vice chairman.
How long would you serve as chairman?
That's a two-year commitment.
Two-year commitment?
Two-year commitment.
So even though you have a four-year term on the board, you could only serve 2 years as the chairman.
As the chairman. The chairman and vice chairman commitments are two-year terms.
How long after that two-year term could you be chairman again?
Well, we sort of rotate, give everybody an opportunity to step up and be part of the leadership.
That's pretty good, because you get some organizations where you just stay and stay and stay and stay and stay. And Mr. Weatherington was saying he felt it was time for some fresh blood. And of course, he's like I said, he's brought a lot to the table. We're going to miss him.
He certainly has, and Eric is fresh blood. Eric's going to be a good board member. Like I said, he's young. He's plugged into the community. Looking forward to working with him.
Well, we're going to prep you for next week.
Okay.
Next week, we want to know a little bit about how the board, how they get together, the meetings are planned, what goes on in the meetings, and then some of the things that you've accomplished since you've been there, things that you would like to see accomplished, and just touch a little bit, and then learn a little bit personally about the man, Brian Browning, because they know, most folks know you as being on the Board of Education, and they don't know that you are a hardworking businessman who donates hours and hours. As Mr. Weatherington said, you put in a lot of hours for that $50 check.
Absolutely, Wes. And I'd love to come back and talk to you. Listen, before I go, there's one thing I'd like for all the folks listening and to know. One of our longest-serving board members, not necessarily consecutive, but non-consecutive terms, Mr. Dave Clark, is going through some health crisis right now. And I'd just like for folks to remember him and keep him in their prayers.
We sure will, because we've known Mr. Clark for a long, long time. And, we got to take a 60-second break. When we come back, we're going to have Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, and all the stats for you. Did it surprise you the way they came out and marched right down the field on us?
Yeah, it did a little bit. It did a little bit. The kids from Conyers, they came to play. They're a tough bunch.
They surprised everybody. Didn't think it was going to be that tough until I started doing a lot of in-depth research and found out these guys are really good. But we look forward to having you back next week.
Thanks a lot, Wes.
Thank you much, Mr. Browning. We're going to take a 60-second break. When we come back, it'll be Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, and all the stats. We're at halftime. Vikings are leading 16-7. You're listening to Lounge Time Football on 99.5 Kickstarter.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. This is the Halftime Show. As we've taken a quick break through the halftime, we've gotten most of the equipment dried off and everything else kind of settled back in place. As the band did not perform their show on the field tonight, as they are up in the stands. They forgot to stay up there. We had a little bit of flash of lightning. I don't know if you saw that, Taylor, but it was one of those situations. I looked up there quickly to see if the detector was going off, but it must have been far enough away. It was not going to be a threat.
Yeah, it never went off, Bill. Let me go over the Page Eagan Air halftime stat. Box score in first quarter, Rockdale got on the board first with 7 points. Lowndes got on the board second with three. Rockdale has not scored any in the second. We've scored 13. The first downs tonight through half, Lowndes has 10. Rockdale has 5. Lowndes is... Sorry.
We're trying something different on how we're looking at it. You can see the totals down here, though.
Austin Dixon is 6 of 9 for 76 yards passing tonight. He has one touchdown pass. Rushing leaders tonight, Desmond Copeland has 8 carries for 64 yards. Alex Brown has 3 carries for 23 yards. Louis Regal has 4 carries for 12 yards. Leading receivers tonight, Gabe Neighbors has 4 receptions, 46 yards and 1 touchdown. Tyson Harris has 1 reception for 21 yards. Brian Bell has 1 reception for 9 yards. Punting tonight, we've punted once for 23 yards. Alex Brown has returned 1 for 17. Nick Hart did make a 27-yard field goal. Defense, leading tackler through halftime is Nate Brantley with 4, Tyson Harris with 3, Corvion White with 3, Malik Austin with 3, Brian Bell with 2. Kedrick Clemens did have 1 sack for a 5-yard loss. And that is your Page Eagan Air halftime stat report. 1:46 left to go until the second half begins. Got some updated scores. I don't know if y'all have gone over those.
No,
yet.
We have not. No, go ahead.
Cannon and Brunswick are tied at 14 from the last report. And the Packers and Enterprise Alabama Wildcats are tied at 10 at halftime. The last report we have was during a delay about off to 3-0, so I don't know if there's been an update there. Over the Thomasville Bulldogs.
That's a tough matchup there.
A lot of rivalry there, tradition. I think the last time they played was like 30 years ago, but they've played many times, I think like 50, 60 times, something like that.
Yeah, it's one of those things, and I remember growing up, Tift County, Thomasville, Thomas County, or at that time it was Thomasville Central, Valdosta, Lowndes, Coffee, all those teams played each other every year. That was the old region. You throw in the Albany schools as well. And great rivalries throughout the years between those teams. And so that's great to see that rivalry rekindled, as I know the Bulldogs come in hoping to knock the Wildcats off.
Yeah, and there's some Bulldogs here in this stadium that are hoping to knock some Vikings off. And, man, what a drive they put together that first possession. Really kind of stalled since then a little bit. We've answered the call a couple times, but... those boys came out on a mission the first possession.
Well, one of the things, and Wes and I talked about it as that drive was going on, the Bulldogs did not drop the ball. There were passes, and what they did was they were able to they controlled the ball once they caught it. We're going to take let's take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll just be just about ready to kick this thing off. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.